Hello, dear students. Hope you are healthy and still enjoy the world of robots. Today, welcome to the lecture 4. Before we start, I will show you a short clip about our lab. So let's start. Hello, dear students. Here I am in the lecture room. So if you can access to the campus, this is the lecture room. We will have the lectures and our exercise course. Okay, let's look at it. Now in this room, there are less desks and chairs because the corona situation. So last year in this room, we only can have 1, 2, 3. So 9 desks in this room. And if we go out of this room, this is the corridor. This is the hallway of TAMS. And if you study in the campus, this is the room. You will have your practical course. And then in this direction, there are some labs. This is my office. And then today we only look at this small lab. So this is one of our robotic lab. Let's open it. So in this lab, actually we have 4 robots. I think all of you have seen them in our TAMS lab tour video. This is our TAMS, our Euro-10E robot. It is very similar to Euro 5, but the payload is 10 and not 5 anymore. And at the end, there is a shadow hand. So the degree of freedom of shadow hand is 24. It has 5 fingers in here. So some of our colleagues in here to do their grasping experiments or learn from a human or other dexterous manipulation. And then goes here is the PA-10 robots. So it is also only have 6 degree of freedom, but actually it's a quite old robot. We don't use it very often in these days. And here are 2 KUKA robots. There are 7 degree of freedom, and they also have force torque control on each joint. So this is for today, and next week I will give you a short video about our big lab. There are Pier 2 and our Euro 5 robot. Bye-bye, guys. Great, it's time to go back to the lecture. Last week, we have learned inverse kinematics. Given a desired and effect pose, we can use inverse kinematics to solve the joint configurations that can achieve this specific pose. And there are 2 topics we have discussed: workspace and solutions. There are 2 kinds of workspace: reachable workspace and dexterous workspace. We know the dexterous workspace is a subset of the reachable workspace because dexterous workspace is the volume of space that the robot and the effect can achieve with all orientations, not only one or some limit orientation or 2 orientations. And then we discuss about the solutions. There are mainly basically 2 solutions, the closed solution and numerical solution. We didn't go deep into the numerical solutions. I think I only give 2 examples, the TRACK-IK server and the BIO-IK server. They are quite popular existing IK servers. And both methods, they are basically the optimization method. So from beginning and through the multiple iterative process or epochs, then finally converge to an optimal joint configuration. Then we actually took a long time to discuss about the closed solutions, because this closed solution, the calculation process, can let us understand more about inverse kinematics and the robot itself. There are two main solutions in closed solution, the algebraic solution and the geometric solution. Regarding algebraic solution, we talk about a lot about trigonometric functions, the sine, cosine, two argument arctangent function, and we also give a list of transcendental equations, but they are actually quite difficult to calculate. Therefore, we also use some geometric substitution to convert these transcendental equations into polynomial equations. We also call this method reduction to polynomial. Regarding the geometrical solution, you need to construct some triangles. Then finally, we use the law of cosines to calculate the joint angles, right? There are some constraints for the closed solution. Not all robots are suitable for the closed solution. This requires the arm geometry satisfied these two conditions. Three circuit axes intersect in a given point, three axes are parallel to each other, and we also see the example of Puma 560 robot. If you see here, the Z4 and Z5 and Z6, so these three joint axes, they are intersects into one point. That's also the reason why you can see Puma 560 robot always shown in the inverse kinematics chapter in robotics book. And then let's go to the task I left in last lecture. Have you tried to solve this task? And we have given the forward kinematics, so the T3 in relation to a frame zero, and we have known the position of T3. So here we assume all these elements in here are known. And if we want to solve the inverse kinematics, so what's the variables we actually want to calculate? The theta, right? The theta 1, 2, 3. We want to know the joint angles. How to solve it? I think at least at the beginning we can get this equation. Okay, I will hide myself now. Let's look at the third columns of these two matrix, sine 1 and minus cosine 1. We can get these two equations, 18 and 19. Then we use two argument arctangent function, we can calculate theta, right? Then that's the way we get theta 1. And now we want to get theta 2. If we look at the fourth column of these two matrix, these two elements are composed by theta 1 and theta 2. So we can make these elements equals to px, py, pz, so we can calculate theta 2. Then let's see here. So from equation 20 and 21, we can get these two results, and because we know the denominator cannot be zero, so here are the conditions, right? And then we have sine 2. So next is very obvious. We can use the two argument arctangent to get theta 2. Okay, the next one is theta 3. If we look at the third row of these two matrices, we can get equations 23 and 24. And then theta 3 is here. See you later in next video.